Today we're continuing in Maseches Demai, in the third parak of Maseches Demai, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah is going to talk about, and we're going to have a whole bunch of Mishnayos to talk about, how you have to make sure that Demai doesn't end up in the hands of an Amah Aretz who is not going to take Trumas and Maisos from it. So you have to be Mafresh before it ends up in such a person's possession. So Arutza Lachzom Ali Yerek Lahakal Mimasov. A person is carrying a whole bunch of vegetables that are either Tevel or they're Demai, and he wants to take off some of the leaves of the vegetables that are edible in order to make it easier to schlep around. So lo yashlich ad she'yaser, he's not allowed to get rid of those leaves and just leave them by the roadside unless he first takes off maisus from them, because anyone could pick it up. It could be picked up by an Amah Aretz, and that Amah Aretz that picks them up might not take maisus. So it's not only vegetables, it's anything, any type of grain or anything that he's going to throw away at the side of the road. You have to be careful that you can't just discard it without taking Shumas and Meisus from it. Halokeach Yerek Min Hashuk. If a person is buying a bunch of vegetables from the market, and the person he's buying it from, the person that's selling it, happens to be an Am Haaretz. So when you pick up, when you do a kinyan on those vegetables, v'nimlach lahachzir, and then after you did a kinyan, before you counted the number of bundles to determine the exact price that you're going to pay for it, you change your mind and you say, you know what, I'm going to give it right back. I don't want it. Lo yachzar ad she'yaser. You're not even allowed to put it back until you take maisos from it, because as soon as you did a kinyan from it on it, you became the owner. So when you give it back, now the seller is going to have access to it, and he is may not take shumas and maisos from it. So you are deemed responsible for having provided produce that shumas and maisos are not taken from. She'enem chusra eliminion, because when you picked it up and made a kinyan, the only thing that you hadn't yet done is doing the counting of how many bundles you're taking, so that you could determine your exact price. And if that's the only thing that was missing, then the sale is considered to have been complete. It's considered to have belonged to you already. And once it belongs to you, you're not allowed to give it back without taking trumas and maestros. What if you didn't make a kinyan? If you're still in the middle of buying a whole bunch of vegetables and you didn't yet make a kinyan, and then you saw other vegetables that looked nicer, that looked better, that you would prefer to buy, then you're allowed to return the first ones without having to take shumas and maisos, because you had not yet done a kinyan. So it's not considered your problem, since you had not yet acquired them, you had not yet made a kinyan on them. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel, and again we're continuing to discuss this idea that once you've made a kinyan on something and it's yours, you can then not make it accessible to somebody else without shumas and maisos being taken from it. Hamotzi peres b'derech u'netalun li'achlan. If a person found food on the road and he took it to eat the food, so we're talking about something that you don't have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda, because there's no simin and there's no way to know who the rightful owner of it is. So you're allowed to take it, and then v'nimlach latznia, and then you say, you know what, I'm not going to keep it for myself. I'm going to put it somewhere safe on the side of the road so that someone else could come and take it. It's not going to get run over by a car or anything. I'm just going to put it somewhere in a safe, clean spot, and where it's going to be protected, and animals aren't going to be able to get to it, and another person is going to come along who is maybe more needy than myself, and he'll come and take it. Lo yatznia ad she'yaser. You have to take off trumas and maisos first, because as soon as you picked it up, having in mind to take it for yourself, you were kona it. It became yours, and the fact that afterwards you decide to leave it there, that's taking your own produce and leaving it there on the side of the road. But that is not someone else's produce. It's your produce. It's not hefker anymore. So you're now making it hefker, but since it was your produce, it is your problem. So you have to make sure that you take chumas and maisos from it and don't just leave it there at the side of the road. But v'imitchilan etalan b'shvil shelo yavdu. But if initially when you took it, you just took it so that it shouldn't get destroyed, and you never meant to really take ownership of it for yourself, you never meant to be konid for yourself, then pater. Then you're not going to have to take chumas and maisos. It's not your problem. It was never yours to begin with. The Mishnah continues. Called over shein adam rashai lemachro demai. We had said that when you're selling things in very, very large quantities, it's not your responsibility to be mafresh demai, because you're making such a small markup anyway on the produce. You're making so little money. If you had to be mafresh demai, it would be too much. You wouldn't make anything. So anything that a person is not allowed to sell is demai, leyishlach lechaveru demai. You're also not allowed to send that, meaning So we said, if it's small quantities, then you do have to be mafresh to mai. Because small quantities, you're making a significant profit. So then we do require you to be mafresh to mai before you sell it. So anything that's ein adam rashi lemachra to mai, anything you sell in small quantities. And remember, we said in the Mishnah that even if it's if you're not selling in small quantities, but it's typically sold in small quantities. So anytime you have something that you're responsible to be mafresh before you sell, lo yishlach lechaver demai. Even if you're not selling it, you're just giving it as a gift. You're not allowed to give it as a gift to somebody as demai. Even if you tell the guy that it's demai, we're worried that you might forget to tell him. And if you don't tell him, then he's not going to know, and he's not going to be mafresh trumos amaisos, and he's going to assume that since it's the kind of thing that normally the seller would be mafresh, so he'll assume it's the kind of thing that a giver would be mafresh as well. So the same would also be true about tevel, not just demai. Certainly you can't just give tevel to somebody. So Rabbi Yossi mati bevade bevache odienu. Rabbi Yossi says, no, when it comes to actual tevel, when it comes to vade, when it comes to real tevel, then you're allowed to give it to him as long as you let the guy know that what you're giving him is there's no trumas or maestros. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi is not worried that the giver will forget to tell the fellow about it when it's real tevel, meaning demai. You might forget to tell him about, because chances are trumas maestros have been taken from it anyway. But Rabbi Yossi agrees with demai that you might forget to tell him. But when it comes to real tevel, Rabbi Yossi is not concerned that you might forget to tell him. Okay, so let's quickly review the two mishnayos. So Mishnah Beis, we said that if you're going to discard any vegetables, once you've made a kinyan on them, you have to take trumas and maisos from them. Similarly, when you're buying something, once you've made a kinyan on it, before you allow other people, before you return it and allow other people to get it, you have to take trumas and maisos from it. And then Mishnah Gimel told us that if you find peros on the side of the road, if you've made a kinyan on it, you have to take maisos before you put it back on the side of the road. If you did not yet make a kinyan, then you don't have to take trumas and maisos from it. But if you're dealing with the kind of thing that you would normally have to be mafresh before you sell, you also have to be mafresh before you give it as a gift. But Rabbi Yossi says not when it comes to tevel gamur. When it comes to tevel gamur, it's not necessary to be mafresh before you give it as a gift. You could just let the guy know that it is tevel, and you could assume that the gift recipient will take care of the tevel. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.